Yeah, it's brilliant. This week's been an amazing experience already. Since I'm coming in on Monday night, late Monday night, getting the deal done, and then coming to the game Tuesday and soaking up the atmosphere here and just being a part of it, and you know, being around a football club this week, training grounds, and again down Bramall Lane today, it's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it.
How quickly did it all happen then on deadline day? Was it something that you knew about perhaps days before, or did it all happen quite quickly?
I knew there was interest probably halfway through January, but that was it. Keith Hill at Rochdale said I was going nowhere, so that was at the back of my mind, and that was, as far as I was aware, that was it. And until deadline day, when I got injured in the FA Cup game, and I was sat in the changing rooms watching deadline day myself, waiting for my phone call to go. I knew there was a little bit of interest, I knew there was an offer going in, and I didn't really know what was happening. And say it didn't get done till 10 o'clock that evening, so it was a roller coaster of a day, really, but over the moon to actually finally get it done.
You know these parts so well because of your time at Barnsley, so you know all about Sheffield United, really, don't you?
Everyone knows the size of the club, and it's a fantastic club. And I've only been here not even a week yet, and you know the infrastructure, the way everything goes about the business. It's a Premier League club, and I'm just glad to be part of it.
Just a word on Keith. How much has he helped you in your career when you have had the chance to work with him?
Yeah, you know, Keith's been brilliant for me, and I owe a lot to him, to be fair. For my first part season at Rochdale, where we finished 7th or 8th, I think, in League One, on a very small budget and a very young squad. I think I was only 22 at the time, and that was a great season. And then obviously the time at Barnsley didn't really go to plan. The first year was the aim was to stay up, and we did that, and I enjoyed my time at Barnsley. And then going back with Keith to Rochdale, you know, from the start of last season, get promoted, I'm pushing for a playoff position this season. He's a great manager, and you know, I wish him all the best for the future.
We're so used to reading out on our bulletins Matty Doan midfielder. Do we have to say Matty Doan striker these days?
I don't know. I think, you know, the gaffer's brought me in. He said he's brought me in as a centre forward. I don't know if it's a good thing for myself that I can play in numerous positions, and I'm just happy to be playing football. And if that's, as I say, if that's in centre midfield, left back, right back, centre forward, right wing, left wing, whatever, you know, I'm just happy to be playing.
Keith said he kind of used you as a 9 and as an 11. It clearly worked. I mean, you've scored an awful lot of goals this year so far, haven't you?
Yeah, it's 14 and I think 10 assists, I think I was pointed out the other day. So it's, this season's gone well from a personal aspect, and that's, again, from playing numerous positions. I've played through the middle, I've played in the 2, played in the 3, played in the 10, played on the right and played on the left. So it's not one position I've nailed down this season. I've been, you know, probably not if we're playing a home or away, or if we're playing a strong team, an attacking team. So hopefully I can adapt to whatever the gaffer's got in plans here.
How are you feeling at the moment? Because we just spoke to the manager and he said you're still carrying a bit of a knock. So how close are you to 100%?
Close. It's been frustrating, really, because I've played every game for the last probably 18 months. I've played every minute of every game, nearly, and to then get a move to the size of Sheffield United and have a little niggle, which I did in the FA Cup game at home to Stoke, was frustrating. But I think I'm nearly there, but you know, there's a lot of games coming up, and I want to be 100% for every single game. So the physio team have just let me take a back seat and just try and get me right, because mentally I just want to play every game. But you see, I'm not far away, and hopefully Tuesday night.
Is it a case when you hear of the interest, and with all due respect to Rochdale, have been good for you? You know, you can't think of anything else at that time. You're so keen to get the move finalised.
Yeah, you know, once I knew there was interest from the manager and the club, it definitely turned your head, without a doubt. But I had to be professional at the same time and respect the football club I was playing for, and get on with it and do the business and play football. As soon as you know Sheffield United are interested in you, you've got to sit up and take notice. But I was just lucky enough, we got the deal done, and I'm a Sheffield United player now.